The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Erev Pesach, Yitochen. Shalom Uvracha to everybody. It's Kemat Erev Pesach already, and we're getting down to the line. And now is the time for a more intense bitochen. It came out like by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. As we got closer to the end, we needed more bitochen. What do I mean? The nisoyin of tying up the Korban Pesach 4 days before we actually brought the Korban, even though it was the God of the Mitzrim, was something that got us the foshes. They'd kill us. What happened? You tie up our God and say you're going to kill it. But that was the Nisan Hashem gave us. Then when we had Mitzrayim, we had by the Yamsuf to jump into the waters and drown ourselves. Impossible to say this. But that's what Hashem wanted us to go through, because in order to be Zeuche to the Geula, we needed to show Kodesh Boch was so totally with him under all circumstances. Even things that look like suicide we want to go through, because Hashem told us to do it. And that gave us a source to become that nation, which is Lamala Menateva. We are above the laws of nature. We're in the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the nature of the physical world. That's what's happening now. As we get closer to Pesach, things get more and more tense, more and more reason to despair or get upset. What's going on over here? I asked the kids to take care of all this for them. They didn't even start it yet. No. This thing, I forgot this year to order the matzah meal or go to the store, and suddenly there's a line for who knows how long. Well, what's going to be over here? And then the husband comes home. You sell the chometz this year. I forgot to sell the chometz. Shem Yachim. Everything has a tikkun this year, by the way. You can always fix it up. So busy with other things, suddenly start smelling something. There must be a fire by the neighbor. And then you go into the kitchen, you see, oh, you forgot something in the oven. And it started flaring up over there. The all kind of wonderful things that can happen. But Hashem set it up like this, because Hashem wants us to get on that higher level of bitochen. As things are happening, things unexpected, and potentially get us nervous. We show Hashem that, no, I understand, it's not him, and it's not her, and it's not it, and it's not that. It's all straight from your Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to test me to see that I'm going to take it in stride, and I'm going to say, yes, this was set up by Hashem for me to show him that I know it's set up by him, and I know I'll get past it, and we'll end up there by Leila Seder, the Simcha B'Sosan, no matter what happens now. So why should I just lose myself? And the more we have this, as we're preparing, the more the Leila Seder is going to be. That Leil Kodesh, the holiest night, has such a big compliment today. One of the biggest I had in years. There's a guy that was here. That's whatever.
Kol HaLashon.
That's how long ago came to me. And anyway, it's very, a lot of, a long line of people and a lot of tension and everything else. And he drained me a cough and everything else, and I got upset at him. So the guy showed up again. So I already saw him in the background. So I was thinking to myself, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent him to me again. Now we could do maybe possibly tshuva shleima when you come to the same situation. And once again, now it's even closer to Yontif. Anyway, a lot of things to, you know, people to talk to, and this halachic shayim and advice, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, finally this guy comes, looks at me, and says, "Oi, you look so calm today. What happened?" I said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." Then he started talking. I said, "Baruch Hashem, I made it through." And it was very pleasant at the end. So I'm saying that we all have these situations. And we have so much to be thankful for. And by us, it's much easier than people that went out of Mitzrayim, because they were before they went out of Mitzrayim. So they didn't even have all those personal experiences. of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making Nisim and Niflos. They had some. They had their Samakas. That was pretty good. Hashem watched over them. But we're talking about after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsev, after Matan Torah, after Eretz Yisrael, after the Beis HaMikdash. And Nebuch, we did not behave ourselves. And we're now been goers for thousands of years. That Hashem is with us. We are the greatest nation. We have Siyata Shemaya. The whole world knows that Jew is something exalted and great and different and better and more successful. That's all because we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just think about that. We're now preparing ourselves to refresh that feeling, how special we are. And the best way to prepare is, like we're saying, we're cleaning up the house, like getting rid of the chometz, and we're making sure we shopped enough, and we're making sure we start cooking, and whatever we have to do. And we try to get everybody in the family to help. Don't be too much of a hero. It's the biggest chesed one can do to his children, to get them to help. Not because we need them, because it's healthy for them to feel responsibility. Let them feel that responsibility. You have to pick the biggest thing, and if they do it wrong, and you ask them to carry something, they drop it. Bakasha. Next time they won't drop it. So they understand that if they drop it, they did something wrong. They don't need to get the head ripped off. But the whole family together is part of this exciting operation. That's where we have to look at it. It's an operation of preparing ourselves for that Shuras HaShchina, Mr. Hashem, we'll all get Motzei Shabbos, Apolim LaToyva. I wish all of us should go as smoothly as possible, with as least misyonis as possible. But there always will be. And be prepared for that and say, Hashem, I know it's from you and it's for me. And with this, we'll be able to grow together and have wonderful Leil HaSeder, a lot of Chag HaCheiros, Cheiros, Shemizrecha the Cheiros from the Yetzer Hara and the Iker Cheiros from the Golas, Sheyavoy HaCheiros Azela, and Heir Yemeinu, Kol Tov. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, uplifting Yom Tov, full of Simcha, and HaKol Satev Takadosh Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hu Vatzlocha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.